Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my friend, the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on?
I feel privileged to be your friend. Yes, I'm not sure if you're genuine when you say it.
I do.
It's just part of the show.
No, it's not.
But I do tell people I know you.
Oh, man, how you doing? What's going on in Tarek's world?
We had a nice little turkey day.
Yes, we did. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for checking in with us here at Geek Culture Congress. Shouts out to all the whole Checkpoint XP people in the building. And as the Dead Suicide says, you guys want my snow? No, no, we're okay in Florida, man. We're good. Oh, man, so much to talk about here in Geek Culture Congress, because what's really on everybody's mind, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda sipping tea.
It's the most adorable thing in the world, man.
Oh, man. So tell me, we got to watch episode 4 of Mandalorian. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't caught up yet on anything that's Mandalorian Disney Plus based. If you haven't caught up yet, this fourth episode was more like a filler episode. It was some building there, some plot building there, maybe.
Interesting. It didn't pick up with the heat that the previous episode ended in.
Right. I was like, oh, like it was like a filler. Like I would expect a filler like this episode, like on Star Wars Rebels cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, well, why did we do this? But
yeah,
you know,
how many episodes of this are we getting?
Let's see. I mean, it's supposed to be eight.
So we're
halfway. Yeah.
Yeah, we're halfway.
Was this kind of like the Christmas special episode?
I think these things are all shot ahead of time, so
yeah,
they can't predict how cute Baby Yoda was going to be.
Oh, man.
But it was definitely humanizing. I think it was one of the parts where you humanize the main character,
mm-hmm.
and that's what this was. We did learn some stuff about him, though. We learned a little bit of his origin. And
we did.
Yeah.
Kind of learned how serious he is about not taking off the helmet.
Yeah.
Did you see the boom mic?
I did not.
Yeah, they had a little foobar in the editing room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, happens, right?
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Man. You know how many shots? It takes forever.
Mm.
It takes me like 6 hours to shoot a 5-minute short.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Damn.
Yeah, it's a long thing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. No, I mean, and I'll take a boom mic any day as long as the episode's good. And that was a decent episode, so.
Yeah, I bet they take it out, though.
Recut.
I bet somebody
got yelled at.
Yeah,
somebody got sent a link.
Yeah,
did you guys see this? You got sent that YouTube link.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Shouts out to everyone who's checked in right now with us on the live feed, Checkpoint XP. We do this every Monday, 6 p.m. Unless you know, it's a holiday or somebody's on vacation or you know somebody's got other important stuff going on. But we try to be here live every Monday and talk about everything that's going on in geekdom, nerddom. And we're talking about a little bit about The Mandalorian. This week's episode, or last week's episode, should I say, because this Friday is a brand new one. We got to learn a little bit, we got a quick cliff notes of the political arena in post-New Republic Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so, a new character, which is she's a former MMA fighter, right?
That is Gina Carano.
Yeah, and she was also in Deadpool.
In Deadpool, yes.
Yeah. And she was actually pretty decent in this episode. I enjoyed her character.
I'm feeling like we're going to see her again.
Yeah. It's kind of like an introduction, right?
If you look up on, it's very strange, the IMDb page for this show.
Yeah.
Because it has, of course, the Mandalorians, Pedro Pascal,
right.
From Game of Thrones
right.
fame and Narcos. And then it's a guy who's just a Jawa. He's the second billing. And then Gina Carano. So you can't really tell, you know, who's going to be big on this show. But I would like to think that character would be back. But they only got eight episodes, so maybe not.
Well, I hope so. I mean, do introduce characters for no reason. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I think we'll see the gentleman, I have spoken. We'll see that character again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess the Mandalorian's going to have to put a team to protect his baby Yoda, you know?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see. Yeah, that'd be interesting if he does do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the team was already the Mandalorians. That's what I wanted to see. Like the way it kicked off, I was at the end of the previous episode. I was like, well, what happened?
Well, I guess they got to regroup now because they kind of like got their hornet's nest got disturbed, you know?
Yeah.
By having to go into action.
Yeah.
On the other planet.
At some point, he's going to get this jetpack, though. Mm. And they're going to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, he does want that jetpack.
Yeah, he's going to want his jetpack.
He's going to spend that Black Friday money.
Yeah.
And get that jetpack. Feel free to chime in how you feel about The Mandalorian on the live chat here on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. For anybody listening on the podcast later on, you can always follow our friends at Checkpoint XP. They talk about all the esports and all video game stuff. And they talk about have Nerd Radio on here, too. They have all kinds of different shows here on Checkpoint XP. But so the post New Republic rebel winning Star Wars era is pretty much them just hunting down Empire warlords. That's what I gathered from the conversation she was telling
the
Mandalorian.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
a little part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a little confusing on that part. On what exactly was happening? But I think it's definitely part.
I think it's kind of like what it leads in is like how did the First Order come back? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From the ashes of the Empire, right? So it's more like we're trying to stomp out the little things, and it kind of was like a reversal of how the rebellion started, right?
Right.
The Empire became powerful, and then they tried to stomp out rebellion cells here, rebellion cells there, and then they were unsuccessful, and then they lost. They lost the first battle for the Star, and they lost the final one, Endor, you know, and then it was kind of a reversal of roles, you know?
They keep banking on that Death Star, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, hey, we got control of everything. You know what?
Let's make another one.
Make a Death Star, man.
Let's double up. I like the first one. And then the third. It's like, oh, we're First Order now. Let's make an even bigger one.
Planet. Let's just turn the whole planet.
Planet into a big, gigantic Death Star. How about that? I enjoyed this episode. I like the Baby Yoda starting to get some tude now.
Little attitude,
Yeah,
he also ate a frog.
Yeah, he did.
He threw it in his mouth.
I guess that's the thing, though. I think that's the thing with the species, because I think in a cartoon I've seen Yoda eat a frog, if I remember correctly. Insect.
What you're not going to do is get up here and slander Yoda.
I want to say don't hold me to that, okay?
I think
Yoda
years.
Does eat...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's- but don't hold me to that, okay?
Yeah.
We do not know enough about his race yet to know exactly what he is eating and drinking on normal, you know? I like that the people that were harassing the little tribe that was...
Yeah.
The peaceful farmer tribe that was on this planet, sacred planet where the Mandalorian was hiding at. I like that they acquired some... old Empire, you know, stuff, and they were rocking around the AT-ST. It was interesting, but it was kind of like, why are we here? You know, why did we do this episode?
No, like I said, it's a humanizing episode. It's an attempt to get you to identify with him more.
Right.
You know, instead of just some random warrior.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, he's dude's actual person underneath that helmet. He's not a robot.
I guess, and then he had the little kind of pseudo-romance going on with the female from the tribe. You know, kind of like the feelings, and maybe you should take it off and stay with me. And he's like, I can't take this mask off.
I would have shot my shot with her, too. She was dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, she reminded me of Nia Peoples from the party. Remember the party?
Yeah. Oh, man. So
I did like the scene in the, it's not the cantina. I forgot where they were, but they were like in the little bar where he first saw the other bounty hunter.
Right.
And, you know, he's like throwing the money at the server, and she's like, she has no clue. Like, they are out of the loop on this. On how it works and getting information.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're in a different place, man. You don't have to do your hustle here.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. That's
cool.
A good little contrast.
That's cool. I just want to say that Baby Yoda sipping soup or tea is going to be a new meme.
Man.
It's a wrap.
I've seen one already.
And then, the end? I don't like Mandalorian was like slipping at the end of the episode there, and then the new character had to save him.
Oh, when, he, when they were the ATST?
Yeah, after the end, they beat the ATST. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, we skipped all over this episode. Yeah. We did not go chronological order at all. But there was at the end there, the resolution, where he was like, oh, I'm going to leave the baby here with you, and I'm going to go off because I got to do a Mandalorian thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other character, why did I forget her name?
Her name was, I have it right here.
Yeah.
Cara Dune.
Shoots the, I guess, another bounty hunter that was searching. How the heck does those trackers work then? That's what I want to know.
Those are for to identify a target.
Yeah, but how do they know? How do they know what target is which? There's got to be something inside Baby Yoda that they tracking, like a tracker.
No, they're not tracking him. Uh-huh. I mean, they're looking for him.
Yeah, but they walk around with those little things that with those generic weird antennas that go like that.
That's like your bounty thing.
Yeah,
that's to tell you that hey. We're looking for, you know.
When the Mandalorian was using it, it was, every time he got closer, we'll go.
Because it's like the images and everything in there, the targets in there. I don't know. It's probably.
But how does it track the person though? That's why I just want to know how it works.
I don't know.
I just want some Star Wars.
We're talking about
scientific.
This man has a flamethrower on his wrist, and people running around with laser swords.
I just want to know how it works. I just want to know so I can say okay, yes.
That's maybe a DNA thing. I don't know.
No, maybe. Yeah. But dang, then have to track the DNA through time and space, or at least space.
I think those are tracking skills that come into play. I think once you get close,
I don't know. Disney, we need an explanation, please. Okay, thank you.
Because he wouldn't be running around with that kid knowing that everybody can track him. What would be the point?
Well, or pull out whatever's in him, the baby, so they won't be able to track him anymore.
So now you're out. You're opting for surgery on a baby.
Let's do it.
In a Mandalorian spaceship.
Let's do it.
Nah, man.
Let's do it.
No, that's just...
It could be PG-13.
I don't think so.
Revenge of the Sith was PG-13. We got some.
Yeah, that was a dangerous one, yeah. I think you're looking at it.
I think one cuss word is allowed for a PG-13 movie, right?
No, also, you can say certain cuss words.
Oh,
a certain amount of times.
Ah, a certain amount of times. Yeah. See? Okay. Anyway. So they could have got away with a curse word in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to say, was there one?
No, I don't think so.
It's not in your language.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not. Which is good. What else we got? Let's see. Let's talk about another show that's on fire. It's just a totally different cup of tea from
this is
Mandalorian.
Us. We're gonna talk about This Is Us finally. Fiction that is This Is Us.
No
family fixes things these ways. This is not how life is.
Yeah, it's true.
This is not how life
is. It's true, but no, not that show, not that particular show. We're going to talk about The Watchmen. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
The Watchmen. And you know what I realized? I always knew as a child, I don't know where I learned this at, but I always knew that, talking about the particular, not this episode that airs Sunday, I did not watch it and you did not watch it. So we will not spoil this past Sunday's episode. We'll talk about the one prior to that, which was the end of... episode where the protagonist, I forget her name now,
Sister
Knight, drinks all the memories that are in pills of her grandfather.
Nostalgia.
And now she's tripping on the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the prior week's episode, that's what we're talking about today. So I always knew that characters like, was the Lone Ranger, sorry. I always knew that characters like the Lone Ranger were whitewashed. They were based on an original character that was black in origin, and then later on they just changed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, another thing, too, just a little history lesson there at Geek Culture Congress.
Uh-huh.
The idea of a cowboy, a lot of the original cowboys were black.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're, who are you going to get to do that job? Like, you're going to get the cheapest... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
cheapest labor to do.
You're force the people to force
your
indentured servants to do it.
I mean, whitewashing is a thing, but it's like how they incorporated that. And I didn't put two and two together until I started to when this episode he started to put on. He was getting the grandfather as she was tripping and seeing his memories.
Yeah,
he became a police officer and warned him about the Cyclops, which is they go like that little. Thing, which is like I guess they're a racist Ku Klux Klan organization. And they covered a couple of interesting things that happened in prior episodes that I was like, how did that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So First off, when we saw the TV show version, remember?
Yeah.
And then there was a big, like, I'm busting in this store, and I'm going to stop this robbery. And then Hooded Justice. Okay.
Yeah.
Hooded Justice busts in there, beats everybody up and whatever. And that's the TV version, right?
Yeah.
But in the real version, it was her grandfather was Hooded Justice.
Yes.
And to blend in with whatever team that he kind of hooked up with, he puts on white, the makeup around his eyes, kind of like what Sister Knight does now, but the opposite.
Ah, you know, you see that?
Yeah. That's like a correlation. There's a fancy word, a fancy storytelling word that I'm missing.
That's the correlation. I'm at a loss for the word. I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, there was a little correlation there between, you know, the two characters. And, of course, that he's black. That originally was black.
Yeah.
And then they actually get to that scene of the grocery store. And it happens a completely different way than what it was in the TV show.
Yeah.
It was just that he stumbles into the grocery store and they actually try to kill him in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very interesting how it was just really well done. Really well done show.
It is.
The episode is just wow. Like, and so apparently he learned something from when he busted up that Ku Klux Klan organization at the end, where he goes wild and shoots everybody.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to see it to find out why and a lot of good stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, I really highly recommend it. But he learns about the mysticism, I guess, or the hypnotism that they were using against the Negroes in New York City.
Yeah.
They tried it out in a movie theater,
yes,
and they started killing each other and stuff like that. And then he used that technology, or at least learned how to do it, and that's how he got to hang Sister Knight's commanding officer.
Yeah. Did they reveal that?
Yes, they did.
They did. They did reveal that, didn't they?
So that also came back to, like, you know, in the beginning when she found him and him next to the other guy hung up, he was like, oh, I did this. What do you mean? I did this. I did it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she was like, please. Yeah, like,
how impossible.
How impossible.
Yeah.
And it was like, for real, he really did do it.
He did it. Yeah.
So it's like every time you think the show's going to go one way, it goes another way.
Yeah.
So it's really wild. And right now it is the way it ended this one. And I guess how the next one ends, I've seen people talk about how the next one ends. It ends another unexpected ending. So
okay,
Watchmen, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's between this and The Boys.
Yeah,
I think we're seeing a lot of different directions on the superhero genre. I'm not gonna say which one is better yet, but HBO's, man, they really stepped it up with this one.
Yeah,
check this episode while I'm at the elliptical pretending to work out. but I'm very pleased with it. I want to see some more background. I wonder if, Hood of Justice's background, like, I wonder if that's in, there's not a lot of Watchmen lore. You know what I mean?
No,
like, it was a one-off graphic
novel.
And I wonder if like they got any insight.
I mean, that was the Minutemen. I guess that was one of the original, was that the same actor that plays, that was in The Boys, that was Captain something?
Captain Metropolis?
It was like, Captain Metropolis.
Not, no.
They look similar, which is a little wild.
Yeah.
But that was very interesting. That too, that, you know, he was bisexual, you know, and that they had a relationship.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Relationship as well.
Yeah.
Then he was like trying to hide him with the white makeup and stuff like that in his little organization.
They did explore that in that television show that's about the Watchmen, the Minutemen.
Oh, they explored, they did explain. They said they were going to talk about that. Yeah, so I guess it was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So feel free to chime in. Anybody who's watching us on the Checkpoint XP Twitch live show, let us know what you think about The Watchmen as we move on, man. What did you check out? You said you checked out a brand new show, a brand new movie or something?
I watched a movie called Fractured.
Fractured, yeah.
Yeah, where it's...
What is that about?
It's the guy who starred in Terminator Salvation, I want to say he was in. You'll see his name. You'll remember his name when you see it.
Mm.
And Sam Worthington. Yeah. Sam Worthington is the star of the show, this movie. And he basically takes his daughter to the hospital.
Yeah.
And at some point, they come up missing.
Really?
And you're trying to figure out whether this hospital is harvesting. It's a very, like, it's a what do we call a mind-bending thriller. You're
thriller,
trying to figure out
yeah.
what's real and what's not real. Is this guy out of his mind? Is the family in there? And it was turned out to be a very good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's it streaming on?
Streaming on Netflix.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a Netflix original.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Netflix is bringing the heat.
They are. They have to because Thor and all that other stuff is coming off soon. They're like, okay, let's just...
Netflix is bringing the heat. They brought back Dragon Prince, my interesting cartoons that I'm watching.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's like Avatar kind of Voltron looking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
It's
on Netflix now.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, yeah. And it's third season.
Is it actually really good, Speedy, or is it one of the
things? It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's entertaining to me, you know. Some people might not like it, you know. It's another fantasy cartoon, you know. In the DreamWorks kind of vein.
Yeah.
I don't think DreamWorks actually does that one. I think it's another company, but...
I was just happy.
It's nice.
When Netflix got Attack on Titan, I was in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm already caught up, you know?
Yeah. Well, their Avatar, is it coming out in January?
It's live action, yes,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. When is that dropping?
I'm not sure. I don't have a date. I know that they have Netflix has a fandom page on Facebook where mm-hmm. they post all their stuff. It's like NX or something like that, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
And they usually post all that good stuff there. But I haven't seen anything, a certain date at all.
Gotcha.
For that one. I'm sure that it's going to take a while to produce because that's live action. So
yeah, they've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anybody has some insight? Anybody in Georgia has some insight? Because it seems like everything worth anything is getting filmed in Georgia right now.
Georgia's like the biggest right now. It's crazy.
It's wild. Talk about things that might possibly happen. You know, I always come with those rumors. Also, a quick shout out to Mikey Sutton, who's always likes to be credited on all these rumors and scoops that he provides.
Okay.
I don't think any of them that I've broken here has been confirmed quite honestly yet, other than let's see here. I don't know. Well, we talked about the Snyder Cut possibly happening last week, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So, on HBO Max.
On HBO Max. That's right. I believe there is a announcement for the antagonist for the Moon Knight show.
Okay.
It will not be R-rated, apparently.
Okay.
It will be, you know, about PG-13, you know, kind of like very similar to, I guess, Punisher was, you know, and Netflix.
No, Punisher was R-rated.
Yeah, was R-rated?
Yeah.
Were they cursing?
These were cursing. It was nudity.
Oh,
maybe not. Massive amounts of murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because he's more mystical a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So there's going to be maybe Dormammu. Yeah, Dormammu. Okay. I forgot. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Whatever. I just know he's a bad guy for Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
he might be.
He was the villain in Doctor Strange film.
Mm-hmm. Actually, where I just learned from this the gentleman Mike Sutton on this posting on his little group there that remember in Iron Fist season 2. I don't even know if you got that far.
No,
I didn't. No, either. Well, in Iron Fist season 2, uh-huh. Typhoid Mary is introduced. Okay.
Typhoid Mary, okay.
Yeah, I guess she was supposed to be a recurrent character with Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
If Daredevil was going to get another season, then they were going to
introduce her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But originally the plan was to make that character Moon Knight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was going to be this crazy schizoid character that thinks he's, you know, Moon Knight. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, yeah.
But then they axed that, and then they changed it to Typhoid Mary.
Okay. Because
they were going to fly in between the two shows with the same character, you know?
Yeah. I didn't think Iron Fist was getting a season 3 anyway.
Well, no, not for Iron Fist, but a follow-up season after the next Daredevil season.
Yeah.
That they figured they were going to keep rolling with Daredevil better than Iron Fist,
I guess. That's what I'm saying. There was no way Iron Fist.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But There's also Morpheus, stained guy Scarlet. I guess if you know the Moon Knight books, I guess you know who those bad guys are.
Yeah.
Kind of like the bad guys when they're announced from Luke Cage. You know, you have to know his lore. You know,
A friend of mine is a big Moon Knight fan. He's very excited about this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's hyped about this show. I've seen pictures of Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Like one of those, you know, at the end of another comic. Maybe like, don't forget to tune in for the Adventures of Moon Knight. But I'm not sure exactly who these guys' villains are. But it'd be interesting if they did start tying these things in finally. Like tying in maybe the Moon Knight show with Doctor Strange. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Actually, one scoop was confirmed by him by other media. He actually talked about this months ago. I didn't want to talk about it until it was actually confirmed because it seemed like something that would be confirmed. And it was actually confirmed by Mark Ruffalo himself.
Okay.
That Mark Ruffalo had a sit-down meeting with Kevin Feige to talk about a possible Hulk movie, but a Hulk versus Wolverine movie. And a way to make that happen to introduce the Wolverine character.
Yeah.
But with Hulk. I don't know how they would do it. But
because
Hulk cannot be the main character.
Yeah.
In one of those movies. I don't know. I guess it was more of that was the goal.
Yeah.
And then the sit down was to try and make the plan to get to the goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's not interesting at all.
Why not? All the fans, that's what they want. They want
that
crazy Wolverine in the woods, you know?
No, but they don't want a Wolverine and Hulk.
Well, like, you know, it's Alpha Flight Wolverine, you know?
He got sent to kill Hulk.
Come on.
I know in the books, comic books, that's his origin, but nobody really wants to see that.
Yeah, but wait, if they make it happen and it makes sense? You know, it's Kevin Feige, you know?
Yeah, no, okay.
You know?
No. I'm not going to champion it. Listen, you never know, but it does not sound like a great idea.
Well, supposedly they're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's confirmed.
That's something. Yeah, you're allowed to bring up anything. that's how good ideas come about.
Oh man. So I guess it's just me and you today. No Joey franchise.
Joey's out.
He's lost in the world, or he's on vacation.
I believe
or something.
Joey's out all week.
He is.
Yeah.
Man, heck. What did we do wrong that we didn't synchronize our vacations?
Yeah, there's not a lot of unity in this Congress. We're like real Congress. Not a lot of unity.
Oh, man.
And understanding.
What else are you excited for? You know, I spec that Moonlight book. I saw number one in a Comic-Con, and I was like, boom, bam, $20. And that was worth like $200.
The Moonlight book?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is wild. I'm not going to flip it. It's going to keep in my collection, but.
Yeah.
You know?
I did some catching up on The Walking Dead also.
Oh, man. So catch us all up on Walking Dead because I don't know who's caught up on that.
Well,
all I know is that Negan, I guess, is like a good guy now or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, Negan's with the crew. I'm not caught up on this current season. I caught up on season 3 because it was on Netflix. So, Negan's with the crew, and they have these skin face people who they wear the skin of the dead.
Mm.
They're upset. They're like, you know. The kingdom has fallen.
Oh, really?
The kingdom falls.
Okay.
We all know Rick Grimes. Everyone knows Rick Grimes is off the show.
Right.
The kingdom is falling, and the Hilltop, which is one of the major communities in Alexandria, which is Rick Grimes' community, is coming together. It was actually, I would say, this past season was a redeeming season. It was better. It was because it was getting a little stale. A little stale. And now
it was like expired way past his expiration date.
Now I could see I will be tuning in for the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Just to see what happens. But you know, I don't know how much more they can do with these groups, you know. They find new creative ways to do things with the dead all the time, but
yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's it. I think we hit everything what we wanted to talk about today, man.
Yeah,
anything else that I'm forgetting?
Because no,
I'm trying to scroll through. Of course, we talked about The Rock might do is starting to work on the Black Adam stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I think we talked about everything.
I'm just trying to get my mind and soul and spirit right for this Rise of Skywalker movie.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know what? There was a line in that, in the promotion. And the first time I heard it, I kind of wrote it off. I don't know why I did not think about it. And now that I read a bunch of rumors and the plot rumors and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
now this line makes more sense. And Luke, I guess the Force Ghost Luke tells Rey in the trailer is a thousand of us live with you now. 1,000 Jedi live with you now.
Okay.
Or 1,000 generations live. You have the knowledge of 1,000 generations inside you. Something like that is a line in that trailer. Something about that line. And there's something about that line that's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think she's going to go into the Avatar state?
Yeah, something like that. Like you ancestors. Know, this is why she's so powerful and she's able to flip over, you know, TIE fighters going full speed ahead at her.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean? Like, some time has passed, obviously, between Last Jedi and this movie. So, where's that comic book?
Right. Well, I think, I think a lot of times with the movies, I know it's not considered, what is it called? What's the source material you'll call it? I know it's not considered.
Canon?
Canon. It's not considered canon.
That's a big word in Star Wars, okay? And a lot of stuff. A lot of Star Wars, Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
But The Force Unleashed, Star Wars video game, I think changed how we view the Force. You know, when you think about the original.
I don't think that's canon anymore, though.
No, I'm not saying it's canon. I'm just saying that movie, that game changed how it's like, okay, that was The Force Unleashed. It was like, okay, this is all the things we can do with the Force now.
Right.
And it's gradually changed over and over. Because remember, it was difficult for, like, Yoda lifted the X-Wing.
Yeah.
But it was difficult.
You know,
he couldn't be just throw that thing around.
Right. Well, and then he was an older, past his prime Yoda.
Yeah, he was 15 years older than he was at the end of the other one. He wasn't that much older.
Oh, you know. How long did the... Well, if Yoda was, and this baby was, so I'm trying to do Yoda math right now.
Yeah,
if the baby's 50 now,
yes,
and if Yoda was older in Clone Wars time, how old was he by the time of that he expired?
Yoda was like, Yoda said he, I want to say he said.
Hundreds of years,
800 years old or something like that. Yeah.
Of the lifespan?
Yeah. Well, that's
long.
Because I wanted to say, he has a little thing. When 900 years old, you reach. Not as good you will look.
What he said was what?
When 900 years old. I think he said the 800 or 900 years.
800?
Yeah.
Well, we need somebody on the live show to chime in, help us out, do a Google search or something there.
But I think the Force powers have changed dramatically.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the Clone Wars, they really expanded what people can do with the Force.
Well, you know, that was the thing, though. Like when the Jedi Order was full-blown, they were actually training people since they were children.
Yeah.
You know, of course, by the time they were... almost Padawan, almost Jedi Knight status, they were doing awesome stuff.
Yeah.
You know? That's why Luke was, you know, subpar at best when he was fighting against Darth Vader, you know? He didn't look like Mace Windu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have formal training. He had some training from Yoda, and that was about it.
Yeah. Or it could have been because that movie was made in 1983.
I'm trying to help George Lucas here, okay?
They didn't have the technology to...
We know that, okay?
I think that's more so.
The official narrative is, though.
I think that's more so what went on.
Oh, man. So I'm excited, though. Yeah, I'm going to go watch it in 4DX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just spend your money on it.
I did. I blew like $200 buying tickets for everybody. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I did.
That's dope.
Yep.
That's funny. I didn't get one. But okay.
Do you want to go? No. It's Sunday. I guess one more ticket on the row that I didn't buy.
No. I'm good, man.
I'm sure it's there. I'm sure it's still there because, there's just only one ticket. Who goes to the movie by himself?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
It's in Orlando,
Speedy.
Though.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Listen, I want to go to a normal movie theater. I might not even see it in IMAX.
Well, I'm hoping that I'll see it early, or maybe Disney will give us some previews.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hint, hint. You know? Disney Connect, send me,
Send
me that Tampa Media preview, please.
That would not influence our review at all.
No, of course not.
We would just be very happy.
We'll be very happy reviewing it.
Yeah.
But we will give it a very honest review.
Yeah. I've been slaughtering Age of Ultron for the past 6 years.
You know, it has some shiny moments, Age of Ultron. Just some.
Yeah.
Just some.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, hey, there's some good things that can come out of a car accident, too, Speedy. It's still a car accident. He'd be in the hospital like, the food here is not bad.
We could have just completely skipped that movie. You know what I mean? We could have said that this happened. They could have wrapped that movie up in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the movie that made me worried about all the stuff coming back to Marvel. because I believe Josh Whedon.
Josh Whedon, man, he got like a 50-50 percentile, man.
Well, he said that he was interfered with by the studio.
I'm sure.
And, you know.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he still got it.
Well, we'll never know. I don't know. What does Josh Whedon work on now? I don't even know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know either, man. He said there's some rumors about them doing another Buffy, but I don't know if he's going to be involved or not.
Or was it? What was the space one? I forget now. There was a space show that he had that he made him one movie.
You're talking about Firefly? Gosh,
Firefly. That's it. Yep.
Let's see what Josh Whedon's doing.
Something like that. Either Firefly.
Firefly is like a cult classic. Like, and it actually was pretty good.
Yeah. It didn't do that well, but then it became a cult classic.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those movies that I hoped would do better. Because I really did enjoy it.
Oh, man. I guess we're going to wrap it up a little early today, which is always a good thing. But thanks to Checkpoint XP for making some room for us for the live show today. Tarek, how can they follow you and let them know what you're working on?
My name is Tarek on Instagram and Tarek Lewis on Facebook. Just follow me there. I'm on Twitter also.
Yeah.
I'm phasing out.
Twitter's wild. Twitter's like the wild, wild west.
I'm phasing out of Twitter.
Yeah, I've been gone.
Yeah.
I've been gone from Twitter. But you can follow me there if you like, or anywhere else by my handle, DJ Speedy JR. All the socials. And, of course, follow us at Geek Culture Congress. Geek Culture Congress is three words. Put them all together on Facebook. Separate them for Instagram,
yes,
which Joey Franchise runs for us because he is just so much better at the gram than we are. And till next week, man, you're going to be in town next week, right?
I'll be around.
Yeah, so around. So we'll talk more. We keep talking about Mandalorian, some more Watchmen.
Yeah.
And anything else that pops off in the news.
Yeah, I'm going to be digging into some anime this week.
Yeah?
That I would, yeah.
Cool, man. I definitely got to catch up on Attack on Titan.
I'm caught up, man. Come on now.
You got to get farther. Bro. You got to go as deep as I am. Like, I'm caught up with the Japanese shows already.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a wild, wild ride.
Yeah.
The Attack on Titan is wild.
Okay.
When you catch up, you're going to be like, dang, Speedy, you're right.
Yeah, all right.
I ain't going to ruin it for you. Is that dope? But we're checking out right here at Geek Culture Congress. See you next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.